Application for Maria, M-A-R-I-A Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-Z, August 27, 31, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mrs. Benitez, who has hypertension and an arterial Doppler suggested for renal artery stenosis, severe hypertension, predominant systolic. At the end, she decided not to proceed with interventions because of potential high risk of morbidity and mortality given her age. Blood pressure at home looks much better controlled in the 130s, 150s, over 70s and 80s. Best to be compliant with medications. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. Weight is stable around 144. Edema probably explained by medications. Minor lightheadedness on standing. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Some constipation from medications, including clonidine, Norvasc. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc, clonidine, valsartan, HCTC. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure high, 180 over 70. Left-sided sitting position, standing 178, 72, and back again to 180, 74. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, 1-2+ edema, no cellulitis, no focal deficit. She speaks Spanish. Next paragraph, chemistries. From December, normal kidney function, creatinine 0.89, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, malanemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension, primarily systolic, in the office, not well controlled, at home appears to be better. Continue present regimen, side effects of constipation, edema, explained from effect of medications. Renal Doppler suggested for renal artery stenosis, but at this moment prefers medical treatment. Agree, given the potential risk of morbidity and mortality, given her age. Continue physical activity, salt restriction, monitor anemia, no external bleeding, no EPO treatment, other chemistry is stable, come back in 6 months, discuss with the patient and doctor,